This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Gideon, Chester Aaron's novel for young adult readers, was written back in 1985, but now it's in the spotlight once again.
3 months ago, a small independent press in Texas, Zumaya, which has published 3 of my other books recently, published it with new jacket, new interior illustration, new font, and I was just notified it won a silver medal at a big independent press show in South Carolina.
In his lengthy and varied writing career that has included memoirs and cookbooks as well as fiction, Aaron has published more than 12.5 books. But he reflects that Gideon was the only one to draw directly from his own experience with World War II and the Holocaust.
I was with the troops that liberated Dachau, and after I came back and started writing fiction, I was writing about everything except the war, everything except the Holocaust. Then I went to Israel, and I met a young man who had been in the Warsaw Uprising. We talked a lot. And I came home and thought, that story ought to be told.
So Chester read up on the subject and even located and interviewed a few of the surviving participants. The fictional Gideon became his retelling of the largely forgotten Warsaw Uprising, in which a small group of activist Jews organized to fight back against the Nazi troops as they occupied the Polish capital.
A very small number of individuals, mostly young people, began to organize and steal and hoard and buy weapons, knowing that they were going to be killed. They weren't trying to win anything, but they were trying to fight back to prove something. And they started shooting, fighting back. And they had a very small army of no more than 400 or 500 total. But they were very successful in at least holding off for a few days the advance of the Germans through the city of Warsaw.
Only about 150 of the resistance fighters survived, but even after they were captured, Aaron says, they refused to submit.
They were taken to different concentration camps eventually, and several of them at this one concentration camp rebelled and actually brought down the camp.
As much as he wants that chapter of history to remain known and available, Aaron chooses not to live in the past. Now an established garlic farmer in Occidental, he describes an encounter, not long ago, with a German visitor who asked that they walk together in the fields alone.
And in the field, he began to cry, and he said, I read your book, you were at Dachau. And I said, yes. And he said, I was a guard at Dachau. I ran. Forgive me. I said, I can't forgive you. I don't have the power to forgive you, but we're old men now together. We can't hate each other anymore. So we put our arms around each other and walked back to the car. Well, I wrote that story, and it was true. And I took a lot of hits from Jewish friends who said, how could you forgive him? I think it's not only possible, it's absolutely necessary.
Now, Aaron says, he is once again working on a book that draws from his wartime experiences, but from an adult perspective, half a century afterward. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.